HarperCollins presents Rainbow Grey, Battle for the Skies, by Laura Ellen Anderson. Read by Beth Easdown. Chapter 1. Freezing Point. Ray Grey twiddled her long blue streak of hair and stared out of the classroom window at the glistening forest of Fahrenheits. She was finding it hard to listen to Mr. Current, her teacher, who was droning on and on about the scientific formula for frost. Ray had bigger things on her mind, and it wasn't just the fluffy cloud cat curled up on her head. Ray tickled Nim's cloudy bottom, and his puffy tail swished softly across her face. He purred merrily and exploded, which was something he did a lot. Nim was Ray's cloud cat and had been born with a rare glitch that made him explode frequently. But she loved him with all her heart. Ray's friend, Droplet Dewbells, groaned.
I wish I was a cloud creature. They don't have to learn about impossible frost formulas and useless freezing points.
She wriggled in the chair next to Ray, making her rain cape sprinkle water all over the desk. Ray loved school and learning about how all the different weather worked in the world, how the Council of Forecasters planned each and every drop of rain, flurry of snow, or the zip-zap grumble-rumble of thunder and lightning, or how the mighty sunkeepers used their magic to keep the big, glowing sunflower in the sky glowing brightly. Even though weather magic was in Ray's blood, it still fascinated her. But today, Ray's mind kept drifting to Tornadia Twist, the worst weather rogue in history. Tornadia wanted to destroy the Weatherlands and become Storm Queen, and recently she'd almost succeeded. Ray and her friends had faced the ferocious fiend only weeks ago, fighting together using their weather magic. Ray had eventually trapped Tornadia in a puddle portal just long enough to break her forbidden spell. But nobody knew where the rogue was, or when she would strike again. But they knew one thing for sure. Tornadia Twist would be back, and she would have an even bigger and badder plan to destroy the Weatherlands.
Surely we shouldn't have to learn boring frost stuff when Tornadia Twist is out there plotting to unleash a super storm, Droplet said, scribbling angrily on her notebook. Next time I see that rogue, I'll make sure I splosh her right in the...
Shh! Hissed Snowdon Everfreeze, who was sitting on Ray's other side. His white mop of hair was frizzier than usual, and streams of snowflakes poured from his ears, a common occurrence when he was thinking.
I can't concentrate with you talking.
Snowdon adjusted his snow gloves, making the embroidery glimmer in the sunlight pouring through the classroom window.
How can you think about schoolwork at a time like this, Know-It-All? The worst rogue in history could pounce any day now. The rogue who took away the magic of a whole clan of weatherlings. The rogue who returned after 1,000 years. The rogue who almost killed Ray and is about to try to end the world. And you're worried about missing Mr. Current drone on about frost formulas.
Droplet finally took a breath. Snowdon tilted his head a little and frowned at Droplet.
Everybody should know their frost formulas. It's the basis for most cloudulations. Once you know the freezing point of the frost formula, you can pretty much work out any weather equation, making complicated weather magic much easier, such as the kind of complicated magic that might help defeat a baddie like Tornadia.
Droplet looked at Snowdon blankly, then flicked her cape, showering him with rainwater. Snowdon sighed, and Ray stifled a giggle. Snowdon and Droplet were Ray's best friends in the entire sky, but as different as the two were, they shared qualities of loyalty and kindness. The three friends had been through a lot since Ray had discovered she was a rainbow weatherling, the only one in the whole world and able to make weather magic that hadn't been seen for 1,000 years. Ray had a golden-winged staff that produced colourful rainbows and could be used to take control of any weatherling's magic. Rainbow weatherlings of the past often used their magic to stop dangerous rogues who did everything they could to break the rules. Weather rogues conjured their magic without an instrument, making it much more dangerous and chaotic. But a rainbow weatherling could take control of a rogue's destructive magic and transform...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?